Will you please join me in a word of prayer? Holy Spirit, as we quiet our hearts before you, we are thankful that because we belong to God through Christ, you dwell within us. Make your word come alive in our hearts, I pray, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Understanding the place and work of the cross in the Christian faith holds the key to consistent Christian spiritual formation. During the season of Lent, we are given the opportunity to focus our daily attention on examination of our personal spiritual condition. Such examination will properly lead us to a comparison of where we are in our walk with God and where we should be as we follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Once we engage in this examination and comparison, we will very likely find ourselves seeking repentance for our failings as sin-bent human beings. And such repentance will then lead to a consecration of our lives to devote ourselves to becoming more and more like Jesus. In a sentence, this process can be described this way. During the season of Lent, God's people should focus on the steps that take them from the foot of the cross to the glory of the resurrection. Again, during the season of Lent, God's people should focus on the steps that take them from the foot of the cross to the glory of the resurrection. Our supporting scripture text for this Ash Wednesday is found in Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 8, 16 through 21, and 25 through 27. These are the words of Jesus. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? In response to these words of Jesus on this Ash Wednesday, it is enough to say that at the foot of the cross, we see the very heart of God and the very worst in ourselves. The very worst because crucifixion, an instrument of the Roman Empire to shame and thereby control a population, is also an outworking of all the hatred and fear that humanity harbors. It may be an extreme example, but we are reminded in receiving the imposition of ashes, we acknowledge by this act of penitence that each of us will ultimately die, and this shell we have occupied while on earth will return to the ash of the earth from which God created the first human, Adam. In considering our death, whether it be one of a peaceful passing away or one marked by horror reflecting the violence we inflict upon ourselves and others, we must understand that our death actually reveals the condition of our hearts and the condition of the hearts of our fellow humans. This ugly cross that dominates this place of worship bears witness to the sin of the world. Sin which inhabits our world all too clearly, but which also inhabits me and you as well. The cross shows us the brutal reality of the worst of ourselves, but in so doing, it shows us the beauty of the heart of God. In the cross of Christ, we see the ultimate desire of God, God who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to provide for us an intimate relationship with the divine, one that reaches beyond to be with us, even though it means Jesus must be torn apart. As Evangelical Anglican Bishop Emma Ineson has written, at the central moment in history, Jesus, the incarnate Son of God, has to choose between being with the Father or being with us. And he chooses us. At the same time, the Father has to choose between letting the Son be with us or keeping the Son to himself. And he chooses to let the Son be with us. That's the choice on which our eternal destiny depends. That's the epicenter of the Christian faith. That's our very definition of love. Following the way of the cross leads to the way of love. It is the path of Christian discipleship, and one that we are invited to dwell upon a little more deeply in these weeks during the season of Lent. The traditional Lenten disciplines of fasting, prayer, and the giving of alms are a simple yet profound way of bringing this to the fore. During the season of Lent, as we examine our own spiritual condition, we must compare ourselves to Christ. We must repent. And we must move forward to consecrate ourselves to Christ and his kingdom. We look for ways to be generous with our money or time. We choose to give up something we enjoy. And we set aside time to study Scripture and to pray. These are small, tangible sacrifices, a mere echo of the sacrifice of God. But in so doing, we choose these disciplines to invite us to step beyond ourselves in order to draw closer to God and to one another. The passage of Scripture for Ash Wednesday from Matthew chapter 6 makes it very clear that these religious disciplines are not about public posturing. Indeed, where outward symbols of piety are not matched by acts of quiet, personal, Christian, spiritual formation, then they are abhorrent to God. Matthew chapter 6 gives us a clear warning against public piety, but it is also a reminder of the religious observance, outward rituals that do shape our inward life, our hearts, and therefore our behavior. Please note the language used in the gospel reading. Whenever you give alms, whenever you pray, whenever you fast. There is no sense in these words of, if I decide to do so. The personal, specific, and intentional action of these disciplines is expected. The season of Lent invites us to revisit the religious practices we've experienced throughout our lives and to store up treasure in heaven, to reset and refocus on the things of God, the things of eternity. The season of Lent is a journey of faith. It is a journey through examination, comparison, repentance, and consecration. It's a journey of our successes and of our failures. It is a journey of God's mercy, grace, love, and forgiveness. How should we respond during the season of Lent? If we determine to do so, the season of Lent is one where we can learn with greater clarity how to live well with the mess of everyday life. We are encouraged to take a fresh look at the frustrations and failings we all experience in our own lives and in what we see around us, to face them head on, to seek to learn from them, and to grow closer to God through them. Tonight, as we are marked in ash with the sign of the cross, we hold these two profound truths together. Yes, we are indeed frail human beings, sinful in our birth and sinful in our lives. And yet, in our fragility, even in our sinfulness, God comes to be with us through the cross. In Jesus, our failure is overcome by God's glory. God comes to us in his mercy, grace, and unfailing love to make up the distance our sin has put between God and us. As we embark on our journey through this season of Lent, may we do so knowing that at the foot of the cross, we find the way of God's love for us, and that his love is stronger than everything. Amen.